Unit 2. History. Napoleon. Sometimes a particularly short and aggressive man is said to have a Napoleon complex. This is based on the idea that the famous French general Napoleon, who conquered much of Europe in the early 19th century, was very short. However, new evidence suggests that Napoleon was not especially short. So why did this myth about his height develop? One reason had to do with the way people measured height in France and England. Feet and inches were used in both countries, but the French and English measurements were not the same. In France, an inch was 2.71 centimeters, whereas in England, an inch was just 2.41 centimeters. So, when Napoleon was described as being 5 feet 2 inches, the English thought this meant he was shorter than average. But this corresponds to 5 feet 6.5 inches in English terms, meaning he was actually taller than the average Frenchman. Another reason for the myth about Napoleon's height was his habit of standing beside bodyguards. His bodyguards were much bigger than normal people, so Napoleon looked short in comparison. Moreover, Napoleon's hat had a wide peak, while his bodyguards wore hats with tall peaks. The different hats made Napoleon seem even shorter. Nowadays, many people understand these misconceptions, but Napoleon is still a symbol of short men. Why? It's because his height became such an important part of British culture from the early 1800s, when Britain and France were enemies. The British often made fun of Napoleon as a way of looking down on the French, so jokes about Napoleon's height became very popular. That's why the myth that he was a short man is still around today. Further reading.
Life changed for millions when Napoleon introduced the Napoleonic Code. Otherwise known as the Civil Code, the Napoleonic Code created a unified logical system of law across all of Europe. As helpful as most of the new laws were, not everybody benefited from them. The code limited many freedoms that women gained during the French Revolution. For instance, women could not buy or sell property without first asking for their husband's permission. The code also strengthened divorce laws and made husbands the rulers of their homes. On the other hand, the code was in many ways progressive. It resulted in a system of public works that created canals, harbors, and improved roads throughout the continent. The educational system also benefited, which resulted in the creation of private schools and an increased emphasis on literacy. Still influential to this day, the Napoleonic Code remains the largest legacy of Napoleon Bonaparte.